Why We Have Children. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Why We Have Children. Have you ever wondered why we have children? Is it procreation? Is it just to have population for the earth? Is it just to carry on the family line, the family tree? Why do we have children? Well, we have children because we know how to establish a kingdom of magic on earth. And to establish a kingdom of magic on earth takes one child. One lovely, fabulous, beautiful child. Oh, we all think our child at the time of their birth, at the time of their coming forth into our world, as the most glorious, the most wonderful, the most fabulous, the most beautiful, the most magical being ever imagined. That's what we do. We have children because we love to create magic. And when we hold this child in our arms, we feel that we have just entered into the kingdom of heaven. We have entered into that sacred place of the Most High. We have entered into the magic of pure, unadulterated, unconditional love. Oh, yes. A child is the very evidence of all that is good and beautiful and fantastic. A child is the result of love. A child is the result of a family that gets together and decides that they're going to have children. Sometimes they don't think they have decided, but they have. Because nothing in this universe happens by chance. Nothing. Everything in this universe takes place because we have somehow put a cause in motion for a result that we'd like to have. Now, we don't always consciously know that we're going to establish the kingdom of heaven here on earth. We were that establishment at the time of our birth, too. And our parents were that at the time of their birth, and their parents were, and on back to infinity. Yes. Out of the consciousness of God, out of the allness of the infinite, out of the creative cause of the universe, every child comes forth. And every child is good and very good. Every child is beautiful and very beautiful. Oh, we say a child now and then has a problem. A child now and then has a condition that is not so happy for them. But even these children with these conditions that we say are not so happy, they are miracle children. They are children of the infinite, children of the allness. Now, if we want, and if we have the courage and the strength and the will, the desire to stick to it, and remember that this is a child of the infinite. This is a child of magic. This is a child that came forth out of the allness of the universe. We can put to rights all that appears to be out of balance. Now you say, if it's so simple as that, if it's so easy as that, why don't we do it? Well, the first thing that comes to our attention when a child is born, is the child perfect? And of course, the answer must always be, yes, the child is perfect. If the child has any condition that we call not perfect, then we have to change our consciousness immediately about it and call that child perfect. We have to change our consciousness about that child and see that child perfect, because that child is a reflection of the parents. That child is a reflection of the life and the parent. All that the parents are and all that the parents ever were and all that the parents ever will be. How well we manage our thinking, how well we manage our thought, how well we manage our attitudes in our life is how beautiful our child comes forth. Now, a child may have a problem, and we call that problem less than perfect. And if we concentrate on that problem, we exacerbate that problem, we give it power to be, we endorse that problem, and we sure don't want to do that. So, we look at the child and call the child whole and perfect, beautiful, fabulous. And it is. It surely is. And we look past all illusions that might be to the contrary, all illusions that might force us to think differently. And we call that child good, 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 very good. And when we are living in our hearts of joy and peace and harmony, the child will be a child of joy and peace and harmony. We have children to reflect who we are, how strong we are, how powerful we are, what our concern is for life, what our realization is for all that's good. And if we will see our children perfect from the very get-go, from the very moment of birth, from even before birth, if this is a divine child, and truly it is a divine child, then every moment of their life and every moment of our life, we see this child whole and perfect. This child is an opportunity for us to see who we are, how strong we are, what our attitudes are, what our desires and goals and dreams are. This child is that reflection, not in being a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. It's a matter of being a magic person, of being a child of glory and beauty, of infinite ability, infinite wisdom, genius from every point of view, absolute genius. As we see our children like this, as we see every child in our life like this, even children who are for the neighbors, even children walking down the street, or as you go to school and you look at all the children and you say, all geniuses. If this is who you are in your heart, if you go from your divine center, if you go from your divine cause, your divine reality, and you see every child beautiful and good, so they are. We have children because we want a reflection of ourselves. Are we worthy of a reflection? Oh, we are. Do we always mind our P's and Q's? Do we always make sure that we are thinking the right thoughts, acting in the right way, speaking the right words, living in the right way? Are we always doing that? We can, you know. Oh, it's maybe a change from some things that we've learned in the past. It's a change from some of the things we experience around us. But we can. Now, there's only one person in the universe. And that person is you. That person is me. There's only one person in the universe for each of us, and that's ourselves. And this person in the universe that is only one is worthy of the best. We make sure that every thought this person thinks, every thought this person entertains, every thought this person has in their consciousness is absolutely perfect. And because we make sure that every thought is absolutely perfect, then whatever is the creation of our body, our mind, our soul, is good and very good. Whatever we bring forth into the world is good and very good because we are good and very good. Now, it's not too late to begin it right now. So we've been born. So we have lived a few years. So we're about to die. We have 10 minutes to go. Well, immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I like me. I like me. I like me. And as you do that, you put that cause in motion. Wouldn't it be wonderful to move to your next dimension liking yourself rather than being unhappy with what you've done in this lifetime? You can change it in an instant. In just an instant, from thinking that you have no control over your world, to you are the master of your world. You are the master of your consciousness. You're the master of your thought. You're the master of your creation. You're the master of each child you create because you see them whole and perfect. You see them ideal. You see them fulfilled in every way. You see them pure magic. Do you want to do that? Do you want to see your children as the finest children on the face of the earth? Do you want to see your child? Do you want to see yourself? Your child is your reflection. Do you want to see yourself as the finest person on the face of the earth? To do so, you begin saying, I like me. To do so, you begin saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. To do so, you say, all these beautiful, positive, wonderful, real thoughts that are true about yourself. And that is what you experience. Nothing else matters in this life except you, except me. Nothing else matters except ourselves. And when I think pure, beautiful thoughts, so my world is. When I think magnificent ideas, so my world is. When I live in my highest and best, so my world is. And this is all that matters. This is all that takes place in our world. This is all that is for anybody, anywhere, anytime. This is the allness. Now, is that the allness for you? Is that the allness for me? Is that the right action, the truth, the joy, the bliss that we are? Oh, it is indeed. Am I going to live in that consciousness right now and forevermore? Oh, yes, indeed. Am I going to realize why we have children? Is because they are our mirrors, they are our reflection, they are telling the world what we believe about ourselves. Now, if a child is crippled in any way, that's not telling the world what you believe about yourself. It's what your attitude about that child is and what that child's attitude about itself is. If it is untouched by this outer appearance, it shows the world that that is indeed a magic child. Not because it has a problem, but because it is its own solution. It lives in its own purity and wholeness and goodness. The problems we have are not the show of who we are. It's how we live with the circumstances we have in our life and how we are beyond them and above them and how we are the magic of the wholeness and the perfection that we are. Yeah. It's all a matter of what we think about ourselves. Why we have children? We have children because they are the reflection of the joy in our hearts. They're the reflection of the love we have for ourselves. They're the reflection of all of the magic and the beauty and the goodness. We look at some people who've had great physical problems, and regardless of those physical problems, they rose to great heights and great service to their world, to themselves and their world. We look at Theodore Roosevelt. We look at all the various Roosevelts. We look at all the presidents. We look at Franklin Delano Roosevelt. How was he born? He was born whole and perfect, rich, happy. And then he got polio. And then he was in a wheelchair. And he was in a wheelchair when he ran for president. And he was in a wheelchair when he re-ran. And he was in a wheelchair when he governed the country through the Second World War. He was in a wheelchair. And yet, that was not played up. That was not the prominent thing. What he did was the magic of being a marvelous president. Yes, and other people have had great problems. And with their great problems, they came forth with their voice, with their wisdom, with their genius. These people stand forth as magic beings in our world. They stand forth not because of their malady, not because of the problem that they were living with, but because of the magic that they were expressing through the genius of their inner being, their genius of their soul, the genius of who and what they are. We all have this opportunity. Oh, we may be born with a complexion problem. We may be born with a mental problem. We don't seem to be as wise as the other children are. And yet, with that, all we have to do is say that I know that I know that I know. And all the wisdom of the universe is ours. No matter what our problem may be, just as in a child that has a problem and speaks beyond the problem, nothing need disturb us. We always find our dream, find our goal, and walk toward it in our heart and our soul. And as we do this, the answer to all desires, all solutions is there. The fulfillment of everything is there. We live in a world of thought. We live in a world of mind. We live in a world of allness, the universe. And as we live in this world, what happens to us? We are the happiest people imaginable. A little child knows only peace and love and joy and unconditional love. Adults can know peace and love and unconditional love too, only if such is their choice. The choice has to come from within each one of us for what we want from ourself and our life and our world. And when we realize why we have children and what children are for and what their purpose is to be, their purpose is to be the manifestation of unconditional love. Their purpose is to be the manifestation of unconditional love. And that's what your purpose is and my purpose is at this point in our life, because we are number one. Each is number one. We are not comparable to anybody else. We're only comparable to ourselves. And do we like what we are doing? Do we like who we are? Can we think beyond the box? Can we think beyond the conditions that may appear in our life? Can we think beyond whatever life seems to have brought into our world? If we do, then truly we are the magic that we are. Then truly we are the beauty that we are, the goodness that we are, the wholeness that we are, the allness that we are. And that is who we are right now. We have children because they are reflection. Our thoughts are our children. Our children are our children. Our relationships are our children. The people we associate with are our children. All are a reflection of who we are. And when we take control of who we are, when we realize who we are and know who we are and live who we are and realize who our children really are, they are the divine expressing in our world right now. And our children are our youngsters and our thoughts. And our thoughts and our youngsters, one and the same. What do you want from your life? What do you want from your experience? What do you want from the things that are going on in your world? What do you want? Do you want to have happiness and peace and joy, unconditional love? If you do, then call it forth now, because it is yours now. It is yours now and forevermore. And know it, believe it, and realize it. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.